Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter. And then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat. And sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So, all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you, and I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our April Fool's Day and Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. So the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Still sunny. Still, the sky's like half blue sky and half gray clouds.
I'm liking it.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks very inviting, don't you think? At least here in Factoria.
Yeah, I'm nice. Ready to have more spring fever. I'll tell you what, I'm done with winter.
Absolutely. Aren't we all?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. All right, now, I thought of something. I have to tell you, I get intuitively, I get spoken to the most unusual time. Well, for me, it's very usual. But, you know, like when I'm doing behavior therapy and training with people privately, most of the time I go to their homes. And it's amazing that if we take a break and I go into the restroom, I often get spoken to in the bathroom. Well, guess what I did during the break, folks? And guess what happened? I got spoken to. And so I want to remember, we finished up with Jenny and not pooping in the cat box with the human to animal transference aspect of that. And I was saying that, you know, the grief, sadness, and we pinpointed for the cat that Jenny had been working on a lot. Her schedule had been really busy and she had not been spending the time that she normally does with the cat, and that she needed to explain that. The part that I didn't remember to mention that I got spoken to about in the bathroom was often the location where the cat does the inappropriate behavior will give you an idea of what it's related to. Do you remember where she said the cat pooped most of the time?
I don't.
The fireplace. Guess what I got? They said, Martha, keep the home fires burning. Okay. Related. And what'd she say? She's not, Jenny hasn't been home, hasn't been spending the time with the cat. And see, the, on the surface, fireplace is a good place for a cat to go. But it also has the feeling of keep the home fires burning. And that's what the masters were reminding me of. So isn't that neat how that works?
I suppose, although I don't know. When I go use the facilities, I pretty much like to go by myself.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it. Isn't it neat how that works? No. I meant, isn't it neat how the human to animal transfer, it's all the information that you get by looking at those details works.
That part is totally cool.
I'm used to being talked to while I'm in the bathroom, because that's been going on for years. You know, and sometimes they talk to me in the shower even, so it's like they don't care. They're not in bodies. It doesn't matter.
Mike, it's a place of peace and quiet.
I
totally agree.
Your left brain is usually on something totally different and occupied, so they can sneak right into that right brain real easy.
Wow.
Yeah. Does that TMI?
Get you looking over your shoulder.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well, like I said, yeah. You know, you have the first time, and so now I often, I'll even tell my clients when I'm doing a session with them. It's like, okay, you know, we need to take a break so I can go to the bathroom because I need to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. And they're like, what? Never mind. I'm going. You know, and I'll go in there on general principles just to, and 9 times out of 10, boom, I'll come out of there with more information for them. But yeah. Well, anyway, I'm used to it. So pay attention to what happens, you know, what comes in your right brain. Never mind, I'm not even going to say it. Where the heck are we? Oh, I was going to remind you before we continue on that we are still doing the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. So pay attention, folks, because when you hear the Designing Health Missing Link ad, I will give you the missing link word or phrase of the day. And as soon as you hear that, it's your cue to call in. And Kathy will pick a caller and you will get your choice of the ultimate cat formula missing link. Or for dogs, you get to choose between the skin and coat formula or the hip and joint formula. So that's a nice, nice gift. And you just can't have run in the last month. Now, before we go on, I'm going to give you the phone numbers now so you'll have them for the Missing Link contest, but also remind you that it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. And even though I have lots of news and follow-up and announcements and good news and all that stuff to talk about, I'd much rather talk about behavior training or healing questions. And, you know, if you were listening to the Communicating with Animals and the Human-to-Animal Transference and the clearing tools I gave you to open up the channel so you could receive better, if you've got questions about all of that, those are fair game today as well. So I'd love to hear from you, and phone calls take priority. So let's see. Kathy, we did have a caller call in. Something about, please talk about rabbit bedding for cat litter. So
that's
what
right.
Was up with that?
Well, she just mentioned that that you might have had some information about that. She'd probably heard you talk about that in the past, that possible use of the store brands of clay could probably cause constipation. Is that correct?
Well, okay, first of all, I do not recommend using clumping clay litters because of the silica dust in them. And the silica dust can clog up respiratory tracts, but also, especially with young kittens, they often will play in the litter box and some of them will experiment with eating it. And if it's a clumping clay litter, when it gets into the intestinal tract, it will clump and harden up and can cause an intestinal blockage and death. So, yeah, it is. So I, on general principles, I will not use a clumping clay litter. Now, there are natural forms of clumping litter that are not made from clay and therefore have no silica dust. And the ones that come to mind are like World's Best Cat Litter. That's a corn-based litter. Sweet Scoop, they make a clumping litter now. It's a wheat-based. But I'll tell you what, they're good litters and they work. I prefer the first over the second because the second sticks to the bottom of the cat box sometimes and it can be a pain in the you-know-what to get out. Anyway, they've tried to improve that, but the last time I tested it, it wasn't so great. At any rate, from my personal opinion is if you have multiple cats and you buy those litters, you could go to the poorhouse because they're really, really expensive. So, listener, what you heard me talking about is that I use a wood pellet litter. Now, my favorite of all times was Mountain Cat, and that's where I discovered wood pellet litters. And it was made from cedar, but heated to the point that the oil was gone, so there was no toxicity problems. And it was by far and away the best at odor control and the best cat litter ever. But the owners of the company retired, and nobody was interested in buying it, so Mountain Cat went by the wayside, and I'm just very disappointed still that you can't get it. Now, there are other wood pellet cat litters. Feline Pine comes to mind, and I think there's another one or two on the market now. The wood pellet litters, they work well in terms of absorbing, and they're less costly. They are not nearly as good with the odor control as the Mountain Cat was, and I just would be delighted if someone would start making wood pellet cat litter with cedar again. But so far, nobody's listening to me. I have been talking to people that could do that, and so nobody's listening to me. But that anyway, what I'm currently using, and this is what I think you heard about, is that I get my litter at the feed and grain store, and I go to the front porch feed that is now Ace Hardware in Sultan. And it is a 40-pound bag of wood pellets. But it's not labeled as a cat litter. This particular brand is labeled as a horse bedding. Because what people are doing now in horse stalls, instead of buying shavings, which have gotten really expensive, they put these pellets down and then they mist them with water. Because when water or urine gets into the pellets expand and turn into kind of a powder. Okay, so it's a horse bedding that I'm actually buying. And so you can get these wood pellet horse bedding pellets, and there's some other brands as well, but I have not seen these particular brands at a pet store. They have the ones packaged for cat litter. But if you buy the wood pellets packaged for cat litter, you're going to pay 3, 4, or 5, 10 times as much for them. So find a feed and grain store around that's 40-pound. For a 40-pound bags is like $4 and something.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. Now, the reason you might not do that is because the type of litter cats can be picky, you know, and you got a range of cats. You got models on one side of the fence that say, I don't care what the litter looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care if you clean the box or not. They're going to use it no matter what until it's overflowing with stuff. And then you got the cats on the other end of the pendulum that they're real picky and they'll only go in their kind of cat litter and it can't, you know, and all this stuff and one pee or one poop in the box, I'm getting in there, and they're the picky models. And then you got everybody in between. And so if you're going to switch from a regular, some kind of cat litter over to the wood pellets, the best way to do it is not cold turkey. Go from one to the other, unless you got the first kind of cat that doesn't care about going anything. But the best way to do it is that you put the wood pellets in the cat litter, about two-thirds of how much litter you'd put in to the cat box. You put the wood pellets in, and then you put a layer of the old litter that you have been using, cover it. Don't mix it in. Okay, just cover the wood pellets and let the cat mix it in as it uses the box. And then what you do is that, you know, less old, more new until they're totally using the wood pellets.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the way you do it. And that's my advice. Now, rabbit bedding, I don't know about rabbit bed, but I think these pellets are used for every kind of animal bedding. But their package, the brand I'm getting currently, is labeled as horse bedding. But the place you get it, but it's labeled as cat litter, you know, like the feline pine, that kind of stuff, you're going to pay a bunch of bucks for that. Generally not as much as the other kind of litter, cat litters. But, you know, 40 pounds for $4.50, can't beat that. Cannot beat that. And it lasts good. And what I find, you don't have to wash out the cat boxes. What you do is scoop and stir once or twice a day, scoop it there. It doesn't clump, okay, but it's real obvious where the peas are because that's why they called it mountain cat, because the pellets kind of expand, so there'll be like a mountain of pea there. So you just scoop out the wet stuff, and you scoop out, you know, the bowel movements, and you can kind of scrape the unaffected pellets out of the way, scoop out the wet stuff, scoop out the poops, and spread it around again. And then when the level gets down, just add to it. As long as you're scooping the wet out and the poops out every day, it absorbs, the pellets absorb the odor well enough that and absorb the urine quickly enough that the odor doesn't get into the plastic of the box. So you really don't have to wash them. So if you're lazy like me...
It sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. So that's
just got to stick at it.
That's everything I can think of to tell you in that department.
That's a good advice.
Yep.
So I'm always looking for less expensive ways to...
I have so much good stuff to talk about. I got all kinds of advice.
Oh, good.
You know,
going.
Good or bad or whatever. I got lots of stuff to talk about. So remember, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and you can call me if you've got behavior training or healing questions or you want to know about anything, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Phone calls take priority for the rest of the show. But as of the momento, there's nobody on the phone, so guess that means we get to the business of the day. Oops. Well, we'll see. How about this? We'll do this at the moment. Did you know it is a special month? April. This is April 1st today, Mike.
That's right.
It is. April is Prevention of Cruelty to Animal Months, and by wearing the color orange in April, you take a stand against animal cruelty. And by purchasing your orange at the ASPCA online store, you support the work they do for animals every month of the year. So go orange, impact lives, they say. Throughout April, 25 to 50% off all Go Orange products. And $25 or more orders get a free ASPCA bumper sticker. So go to the ASPCA website. Order something orange, or just wear orange for prevention of cruelty to animals. Boy, I didn't get a chance to do much, huh?
Well, the lines are open, and we've got somebody dialing in. Not quite
looks
ready
like,
yet.
Yeah, it looks like Kathy's still talking. Okay.
I think we got time
here
for another
go.
Story or two.
All right, well, how about another announcee here?
Yeah.
And I do have a link up to this. MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events and links to poison control and poisonous plants. But a list of the top 10 poisonous plants to pets is out again. And this is also from ASPCA. And the first one is an autumn crocus. Azalea. Cyclamen. How many of you have cyclamens in the house? Calanchoe. I don't even know what that is. Lilies. I talk to you about that all the time. Easter lilies, tiger lilies, all that kind. And all cats have to do is chew a little bit on leaves or flowers, and they can have permanent fatal kidney damage. I don't even allow lilies in my house, although I love them. Oleander. Diffenbachia, that's a house plant that most people know that's toxic. Daffodils. Ingestion of the bulb, plant, or flower can cause severe vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. Lily of the valley. Sago palm. And tulips and hyacinths. So how many of us are buying tulips and daffodils now for bouquets in the house? I'll tell you that I don't buy any flowers or have flowers in my house. Of course, you know, I have Abyssinians, and they are majorly into eating plant stuff and chewing on things. So I won't have any of those things in the house. But I love flowers. And I'll tell you, I discovered this when I was selling my dad's house, because the real estate, you know, my real estate agent wanted fresh flowers in the house all the time. It's like, well, wait a minute. So we researched, and they're available all year round. They kind of look like little tiger lily or little daylilies. They're very pretty. Come in lots of different colors. You can get them at the grocery store for cheap all year round, and they're astromerias. And they're beautiful.
I don't know what that is. An astromeria? What is
that? Astromeria. It's a flower.
Okay.
And they look kind of like daylilies, flower part. And they come in yellow and pink and white and purple and, you know, all kinds of different colors. And the coolest thing about them is they last for like ever. They last for at least 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Astromerias, folks, at the grocery store. They're fabulous, and they are not toxic to cats. And my cats aren't even my Abyssinians aren't interested in chewing on them or messing with them.
What about spider plants?
My
neighbor cats who like to hang out at my place occasionally I'll see them munching on their way out. There's an open window at the sill where I have some spider plants, and they'll munch on them. And is that our spider plant? I mean, they're still with us.
Well, if you go to if you go on your little computer there, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, scroll down. There's a link to the ASPCA poison. It's either the ASPC website or the poison pet hotline or whatever. But we've got a list of plants. I don't remember spider plants. They aren't on the top 10, obviously. I just read you the top 10 list. They're not there. But let's look to be sure, because I don't want to say one way or the other without being positive. Now, while he's doing that, and caller, we'll get right to your callers. We'll get to you in a moment here. Let's see. That has to do with the dog attack, and that's the shelter issue. We can... Oh, well, I'll just let you know that the Point Defiant Sioux got a new male tiger from Honolulu. It's a Sumatran tiger. And they're planning, it's a 3-year-old cat, and they're planning on presenting him on Thursday to the public. And so that's a little bit of news.
I got to tell you, there are 400 entries of possible toxic plants to cats. So yeah. It's going to take me a while to cycle through these, but I will do that as a project between now and the end of the show.
Yeah, search through spider plants. I don't think they're like lethal, but I don't remember if they're on the okay list or not. But we need to check them out, because those could be quite enticing to cats with the way, you know, the baby spider plants come down that they want to play with.
They want to play with them.
Let's find out, because I don't think they're so anyway. All right, let us now go to Ellen in Redmond. Good morning, Ellen. You're live on Animal World.
Good morning, and I love your show.
Well, thank you. I love it that you love my show. Well, our show. We have a big family now.
Yes, you do.
All right. So what's going on, Ellen? What can I help you with?
Mocha barks at other dogs so violently that he causes chronic sneeze attacks to the point of he's had two bloody noses.
Oh, bless his heart. Now, I take it Mocha is your dog.
He's supposedly my daughter's dog, but he's my dog.
Okay, what kind of dog is he?
He's a caramel, half Cairn Terrier, half Maltese, 5 years old.
Well, that's part of his problem. Mm-hmm. So he's a Cairn Terrier Maltese mix, 5 years old?
Yes.
Male neutered?
Yes.
Okay, and so barking at other dogs.
I have two other dogs. They're one's 14 and one's 13, and they're both beagles.
Okay, and does he get along okay with your dogs? And
well, we think he was probably traumatized when we first got him from Daisy, because I don't do puppies. My dogs were adopted together when they were six, and mm-hmm. my daughter really wanted a puppy, so we adopted Mocha. And either that or it's his first lifetime being a dog. He doesn't know how to be a dog.
Well, no, that's not not necessarily it. It certainly could be it. But that's interesting, because early life experiences can create emotional traumas. I mean, they're actually fear in imprinting stages between 8 weeks and 12 weeks of age. Did you have him at that age?
No, we got him at 12 weeks.
Okay, so you got him at the end of the fear imprinting stage.
Yeah, and he was the last puppy to get a home.
And sometimes that means they don't get enough socialization in those early weeks either.
Mm-hmm.
There also could be, you know, beagles are noted for having big mouths and barking a lot. And, you know, a little one growing up with beagles would be well into the monkey see, monkey do stuff, learning mm-hmm. from the older guys. So are your beagles barkers, or were they when this pup was young?
He absolutely takes after the female.
Okay.
He totally copies her.
Okay. So it isn't just him then. He learned barking from the beagles, probably.
Yeah. But they listen to me, you know, when I tell her, leave it or stop.
Right. So what happened with Mocha? Did you just not train him to listen to you too?
Well, I think I was hoping my daughter would train him. So I guess that he kind of got lost in the whose dog am I.
Okay.
Got lots of love and care, but not much.
Okay.
Official
well,
training.
Barking is a normal behavior for dogs. It's unreasonable to expect them not to bark. It is perfectly reasonable to expect to have verbal control over the barking and to condition out a lot of the nuisance barking. Now, you mentioned the biggest problem for him is when you're at the park
mm-hmm.
with other dogs, and he barks so much, he puts himself into sneezing can be a stress reaction.
Yes, it is.
And he gets himself a bloody nose.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
I know.
He's
being treated for the health issue aspect of the symptoms. Because it appears to be allergies to start with, and then he sneezes stressfully, and so then he...
Okay, well, if he's got allergies, he probably has the Pleckner syndrome, so I don't know if you were listening earlier.
No, I just got home and put you on at 10 or 10:10.
Okay. Well, listen to the archive version of the first hour and the first caller, because I went through the Pleckner syndrome stuff.
Okay.
You can listen to archived Vet Sundays with Dr. Al Pleckner. I would suggest you, too, go to newsagepress.com and order his first book, Pets at Risk.
Okay.
Get yourself educated. His new book, 50 Years of Healing, is also now just out and available on Amazon. Most likely your dog has the Pleckner syndrome underlying all those allergies and the physical stuff. You can treat the symptoms, but it will not solve the problem.
Right. That's what I'm feeling.
But you can test for the Pleckner syndrome. There is no cure, but there's hormone replacement therapy. And we have a great vet, Dr. Bill Burlingame, Animal World vet. You've probably heard him on the show, because mm-hmm. he's been with me for many, many years. He is very adept at diagnosing and treating it. So, but you need to get educated about what it's all about. And that also will help stabilize the dog temperament-wise and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Let's deal with barking. And now, do you still have a barking problem at home with this dog?
He only barks at other dogs or people walking by. Our house is right on the trail,
mm-hmm.
and he loves to go out back and sit when people go past the trail, run back and forth barking.
Yep.
And it's good exercise for him, so I let him do it at reasonable hours of the day.
Okay. Well, it might be good exercise for him, but it's not going to help you curb the barking. You need to, you know, now running back and forth at the fence is okay, but he needs to learn to keep his mouth shut. It's great impulse control. Best thing, I'm going to give you the best, easiest, quickest solution that works in 99.9% of the cases.
Okay.
What you get is a, and you're in Redmond, so you're close. You can go. Okay. It's a device called a screecher.
Okay.
And it's actually designed as a self-protection device. It is a little canister, probably about 5 inches tall. And when you push the top of it, it makes a sharp, loud, high-pitched whistle. They don't last forever. You know, they have a cartridge inside of them, and you know, it's a disposable item. When they wear out, you throw them away.
Okay.
But they only cost $10. And I always keep them because I use them a lot. They're absolutely fabulous. They work as a sound interruption and a negative association with barking or inappropriate behavior. You can get them if you're in Redmond. Do you know where the Canine Behavior Center is?
Uh-uh.
Well, they're on Union Road. Union Hill Road.
I know where Union Hill Road is.
Yeah, Union Hill Road towards the top of the hill.
Okay.
They're kind of kitty corner across from Canine College, but it's Canine Behavior Center. If you look them up, and you can buzz out there, and you can pick up, you know, I would get several of the screechers. They're $10 a piece.
Okay.
That you have them. Now, I use a teaching sequence with dogs. And the sequence with barking is the thing that you don't want to do. What most people do when dogs start barking, owners start yelling. So dog goes, woof, 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 and owner's saying, no, 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 shut up. Well, no, no, no sounds a whole lot like woof, woof, woof. Little dogs are usually spoiled rotten. They think they're the leader of the pack. And in the dog world, dogs bark to support the leader. So 99% of the time, little dogs don't have a clue you want them to be quiet. They think you're barking with them. Okay? So the first rule is no yelling at the dog when they start barking. The first thing you have to do is stop the barking. That's what the screecher is for.
Okay.
Now, so you would have a screecher in your car, have one in the house close to you, carry one with you when you go on your walk. Now, listen with your ears, people. Do not carry the screecher in your front jeans pocket. Like if you wear jeans and have a front pocket, do not carry them there. Because if you do, you'll forget it's there, and at some point in time, you'll bend over. And you will squish it and set it off, and that whatever that stuff, this stuff is that's inside, will empty in your pocket, and it's not pleasant. Okay? So carry it in your back pocket or your shirt pocket. For your hand, do not put it in your front pocket. Remember, if that happens to you, I warned you, don't blame me. Okay, so dog starts barking, you punch the screecher. And the dog's going to go, yikes! And it's going to shut him up because it's a sound interruption. And it'll turn around and look at you because you made the sound. Then you tell him what the problem was. No, be quiet. And you use exactly those words, not no barking. Oh, that was interesting.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a phone sound of some kind.
No, it was a computer.
Yeah, computer sound. Excuse me. Yeah. All right. No, be quiet. Give him only a second to think about it. And while he's still quiet, praise him. Good quiet. That's a good quiet. Good quiet. He starts up again. Blast it. No, be quiet. Good quiet. Now, the first problem, I would like you to first work it at home, which you can do in the house, or you can go outside by the fence line. But the first thing, if he's smart at all, what he's going to do is when you blast it, he's going to figure out that you're making the sound. Instead of learning impulse control and controlling his bark, he'll just run farther down the fence line away from you to get away from the sound. And so you're going to prevent that and put him on a leash and make him stay close to you so he can't get away from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he barks, you blast it, he shuts up, you say, no, be quiet, and then good quiet. And you keep that up until the other dogs can go by and he's quiet. Good quiet. That's a good quiet. Now, I like adding a second step to this process. When we have inappropriate behavior like that, control and eradicate the problem behavior and then change the way the dog feels about the stimulation. So once you can be back there at the fence with him on a leash and then you work to off a leash and he's quiet, he might be chasing, but he's quiet when those dogs come by, put him back on a leash, get tasty little food rewards, and then you're going to change the way he feels about those dogs running by. So when the dogs start coming, before he has a chance to react, you say, oh boy, friends are coming. You get treats. And a food reward, to be effective, only needs to be large enough to taste. Use little pieces of chicken or little pieces of cheese. Oh boy, friends are coming. You get treats. As long as they're walking by, you give him treats. As soon as they're gone, you cut off the treats. Next dog comes along. Oh boy, it's a friend. You give him treats. As soon as he's gone, no more treats. Well, it won't take him long to figure out this. He's going to say, holy guacamole, I used to think these were threats. They were threatening my territory. Now, mom says they're friends. I get treats. Hey, dogs, walk by my house more often. Okay? All right. Same thing applies then. You're going to see take the least offensive and the least of a problem first to deal with. Then you're going to go to the park with him. Because if you're by, do you take him by himself or do you go to the other dogs too?
Yeah, either two or three.
Okay. Because that's where he gets the most frenzied. And it's probably because he's off his own territory and on a leash. So he doesn't, his option of flight is not available. So he gets more stressed. But the same rules will apply. He's on leash. Dog's coming now. See, if you've already taught it at home, you may not have to use the screecher much at the park because you can just tell him, no, be quiet when he's thinking about it. And then good quiet. But if you mouse off, you blast it. No, be quiet. Once he's quiet, then you start the treat thing. You sit there in the park, wait for a dog. Oh, boy, it's a friend. You get a treat. You know, that sort of thing. So you extinguish the barking, and then you change the way he feels about the other dogs. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So you've got your marching orders for this first for a month to try all of this. And if you need more help, you can call me off air or the first Sunday of next month. May Day. Oh, it'll be May Day. It's not May Day unless it's the first May of day. Never mind. It'll be the first Sunday of May. And it might be May Day. I don't know. I haven't looked at the calendar. Anyway, first Sunday of May, you call me back, let me know where you are, and we'll take it further or deal with any glitches, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ellen. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, let's go. It looks like a quickie to Seattle and talk to Kathleen. Kathleen, you're live on the air with Martha. And you've got your radio on, so please turn it off.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's
up? I'm out feeding my ferals right now and listening to your program. I was going to make a comment about the litter thing, but I thought, why not buy the company? I know it costs lots of money from the retired owners and call it Martha's Mountain Cat.
Oh yeah, I definitely thought about that, but you know I'm not here on the planet to run a cat litter company. And I don't even know if it's available anymore. I just actually talked to someone that knew and thought that where they were getting the product was no longer doing that sort of thing. And don't even know if the people that ran it are still available. But I have been planting the seeds with the right people.
Yeah, I know you promoted it so much over the years. I thought maybe the retired owners would be helpful in getting you jump started or something and passing the torch. But
yeah, unfortunately, it's like a full-time job.
Oh yeah,
and I already have a couple of those.
Delegate. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I used to really for years promote that and. Because I do rescue work. Like I said, I'm out feeding the ferals right now, so when we get kittens. But because sometimes the pellets would, you know, some kitties also don't like that feel till it breaks down. But when you, I had a question. You mentioned the world's best cat litter, which I use and I love. It never sticks. I mean.
No, it's the Sweet Scoop that sticks.
Oh, yes, Sweet Scoop does.
Yeah,
okay.
Sweet Scoop sticks. World's Best does not. And I actually like World's Best. It is an excellent clumping all natural litter?
One tip, it's way economical because, and I tell people, and I drive
Metro. Well, I think it like costs you an arm and a leg myself.
No, it does, but people that go to the grocery store, buy the crap stuff, and it's heavy, and they're lugging it home and all that. I tell them, I go, you know what, you're going to buy 5, 7, 10 of those and still be, if you just got one small bag or even the other size bag of World's Best Cat Litter, it's like you said, scoop and...
Scoop and stir.
Scoop and stir. I never have to clean the litter box. I never buy... I have multiple cat households, and I don't buy a bag for a long... I don't even buy the big
cat. Yeah, pretty much almost with any of the better quality cat litters that you would buy in the pet store, the higher quality pet stores, rather than the big warehouse pet stores or the grocery store.
Right.
You really don't have to wash the cat boxes and clean them out completely if you scoop and stir every day. Or twice a day, depending on the use. And you can just scoop and stir and then add to it as need be, and you're going to be okay.
And you're not buying the other stuff.
Right. And the higher quality stuff, even though it's more expensive, is going to last longer than the cheaper stuff. I'm sorry, Catherine. I mean, I just choke. Buying a bag of World's Best, and I have conditioned all my cats to like the wood pellets, and for $4 for 40 pounds, that works for me.
Oh yeah, I'm just telling the people that, like you said, you get sensitive models, and especially kittens. But if you get people that, and the kitty won't use it because it, their paws or it hurts their paws.
Right.
With their kittens and stuff, just for the people that need to try something different. But it's not expensive when you have it. It lasts months and months and months.
It does last a lot longer. Yeah, so that's really good advice, Kathleen. Thanks for chiming in.
Oh, thanks for being there. Martha's Mountain Cat.
Yeah, I really did consider that. But, I just am not here to do cat litter.
Like I say, the universe will take care of where it needs to be, so...
Yeah. So I think it's just one of those things. And I don't even know if the source would be available these days, at least from the last person that knew something I talked to. It was just this last month, actually. But it was a great product. I'm sorry. But, the wood pellet does almost as good. I just would love somebody to start putting cedar. But then the problem is if you just put cedar generically, it has to be heated to a point that the oil is gone because otherwise it's toxic.
People will go and buy the fireplace pellets and that. I go, no, that's dangerous for the kitties. But Mountain Cat was very small pellets, too. I liked it because they were like half the size.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and so these pet bedding ones are not as big either as the wood fire ones.
Well, maybe
and the wood fire pellets are more expensive.
Maybe someone influential is listening and will help start the company.
Yeah, okie dokie. Well,
thanks.
Kathleen, thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, what do you say, Mike? We do it on time.
Why not? I think we're right on schedule today. And just if I could add, I've gone through... the website on those toxic plants for cats.
Oh, yeah. What'd you find out?
It's in a very comprehensive list, almost 398 entries.
Yeah, it's a good list.
That are toxic to cats, and I could not find spider plant. I'm going to go back through it again to see if it might be called another name.
Yeah,
so I'll look at the visual images this time, but I'm not seeing it right off.
And do they have a search mechanism on that?
Not really. You pretty much got to go through the list.
Because I remember, when we put that link up, I remember going through that website and looking at, and I remember something about spider plants. But I think they were okay, but I don't want to actually say that, and if they're not.
What's cool is they have different sort mechanisms, and I sorted by cats toxic, and I think I can go back and look at non-toxic and do a sort. So it may have been on that list. I'll do that. It gives me something to do here between now and the end of the show.
You are so good.
Yeah, you know.
Did I tell you how much
it's all
we
interesting
appreciate
stuff.
You here on Animal World?
Yeah, well, it's it goes both ways.
Well, but it's really nice that you care enough to do that because you certainly don't have to.
And it's all of benefit to our listeners because they give us information, as you noted in the previous hour, and we impart information to them. So it's all good.
How about Mike's mountain cat? You know?
Well, if you'd have talked to me 10 years ago, I'd probably been interested.
Yeah, I was using it then. 10 years ago, it was not a problem.
No, it's not my thing either right now. It's, yeah. I think it's very noble. It would be a very noble and worthy cause. It's I would not be the right person to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we just may have to let go of
I'm not as entrepreneurial as I used to be.
Yeah, and I never was.
So it ain't going to happen.
Did I tell you I'm lazy?
But I'm sure there are folks who are listening that may be scratching their heads going, kind of interesting. And I suppose that they could contact you if they needed some more information.
Oh, you bet. You bet. You bet. Absolutely. I would love to assist in with, you know, getting you to the right people and the information and all of that and trying to make all of that work. Absolutely. I just don't. And you could even name it Martha's Mountain Cat, but I just don't want
to. It does have a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. But I'll use it.
I understand.
I'll use it.
There'll be lots of customers waiting.
I'll advertise it, that's for
sure.
There
you go.
Yeah, because the stuff was the greatest thing since sliced bread in the cat litter department as far as I was concerned. Anyway, I mean, you could take that stuff. You could take a plastic cat box, you know, empty, that just reeked of urine, and you could put mountain cat, just dry mountain cat, in that box. And in a not very long period of time, it would absorb the odor out of that stinky box. It rehabilitated stinky plastic boxes.
And that, as you say, that can be a really tough job.
Uh-huh.
Because stinky cat boxes are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anti-icky poo, along with, which is still available, I advertise that. Mm-hmm. Anti-icky poo and mountain cat litter, you're set. No more cat odor. It's the best. Anyway. Okay. Don't call and ask where to get mountain cat because you can't get it unless you want to make it, you know, never mind. All right, so we're good to go now?
We are.
Okay,
listen up. We should proceed.
Most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know, even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs and eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there's a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two formulas for dogs. There's a formula for birds and one for horses. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or ask your veterinarian. And you can also go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387, or you can visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link phrase of the day is April Fools.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know
know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for listening to Animal World here on your Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And before we go any further, right, were you guys not paying attention or what? We don't have a winner yet. And yet, Missing Link ad ran. I gave you the phrase of the day.
I heard it.
I didn't mean April Fools, it wasn't happening. I meant April Fools. That's the phrase of the day.
That's the word.
So who's not sitting at their phone waiting to win some Missing Link?
425-373-5527.
That would be the number.
Yeah.
And if you're and it doesn't matter where you are. You can be anywhere in the country. We'll send it to you. 1-888-298-5569, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. Is anybody out there?
I think they are.
You think they all went outside in the sunshine?
I've been thinking about it.
Well,
but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till the show's over.
It does look nice out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Phone's still not ringing.
Huh. I'm amazed. Are the phones working?
Hello?
Kathy, do we have dial tone?
Oh, hey! They better know the phrase.
Better not be a robo-call.
See, so Kathy picks up the phone, they should say, April Fools! Woohoo!
I don't know.
Oh, she's laughing.
She's grinning. She's grinning. So looks like we've got a winner.
Oh, yay. Yay. It's a good deal.
And this is no April Fools.
This is no April Fools.
As far as I know.
Missing Link is really good stuff.
It is.
And it costs money. And you're getting a whole bag of it.
Kind of a cool deal.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of cool deals, you were raving again about the ASPCA, their list of... toxic plants.
The website.
There's a lot of them, aren't there? And we still don't have an answer on spider plant yet. But
no. I've pulled up the list of non-toxic plants to cats, and I'm going through that. It's kind of a slow process, so it'll be in the next hour. I will have a definitive answer.
Well, how about right now we do current events? Does that work for you? Sounds like it does. Works for the Jingle Cats anyway. Yeah. Alrighty then. A lot of the, several of the events we've been talking about lately kind of dropped off in the last week or two because the events came and went. So what's up here? Still got for Sarvey Wildlife Care Center. You're invited. Wildlife Baby Shower on April 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lewis Creek Visitor Center. For more information, 425-452-4195. And go to www.sarveywildlife.org for that one. And let's see. This is a new one. Seattle Animal Shelter is offering reduced rate spaying for female cats through May 31st. Now get this, their Beat the Heat spay surgery, $20. $20. That's like nothing compared to, you know, you go to a, you know, a great veterinary hospital, you're getting up there close to 200 now these days. Anyway, and my experience is now I haven't been to Seattle Animal Shelter and observed their surgery, but, you know, I did have my Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks spayed at Homeward Pet in Woodinville, and I was there for the whole process, and they do just as great a job as a good veterinarian. They've got all the bells and whistles in terms of the equipment. I'm assuming that Seattle Animal Shelter does too. But $20, and I have nothing in my information says that you have to qualify. I think anybody can do it. Beat the heat. For $20, spay your cat through May 31st, Seattle Animal Shelter, 206-386-4260 for an appointment, www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Remember that our all-breed equine rescue open house is on April 21st. That's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be tours, refreshments, and a Liberty training seminar at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Get on up there and help them out. Check them out. Mark your calendars for their benefit golf tournament at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. That's going to be on July 28th. And, now I know I updated this list yesterday, but somehow it doesn't present that way. 23rd Annual Tuxes and Tails for Humane Society is Saturday, May 12th, and their adventure camp for kids. Registration is open for campers 8 to 11 years old, and the camp sessions are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sessions run from June 25th through August 3rd, $190 per session, 425-373-5285, 425-373-5285. Yes, and the website I have, which you'll find on my current events list for those poisonous flowers that we've been talking about, the website is www.nolilliesforcats.com. Nolilliesforcats.com. And that's where that big, huge, comprehensive list is. And then let me tell you that next week, probably have already figured this out, it's the second Sunday of April, and that's usually a Martha and Robin Sunday, but Robin is back east with her family, and she is flying back late next Friday night, Saturday night, so we figured she wouldn't be up for doing the show. So this April is a five Sunday month, so we got extra Sunday. So next Sunday, we've got special guests in the studio. It's all about massage for animals. So Lola Michelin, director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, is going to be here in the studio with us. We're going to hear all about their new facility over on Vashon Island. We will talk about how you can become a massage therapist for animals and their upcoming classes and all that kind of stuff. And they've got outlets all around the country and internationally now. And you can do this as a home study program. They also do other kinds of classes at the facility. So we're going to get updated on all of that. Plus, Joan Sarita, a student or a former student, I think, of Northwest School of Animal Massage, is also going to join us in the studio. And she has just come out. I'm holding it in my hot little hand. Her instructional CD, which is Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage.
I can hardly wait to listen to it.
Yeah. So we're going to play some of that. We're going to talk about it. You know what? And I bet. You see what we can do when Joan gets here next week? we'll sit on her. We'll see if we can, you know, we'll have a little, maybe we'll have an impromptu contest. We can get her to give away a CD or two.
Interesting, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
because we can just jump her in this.
Give us all your CDs.
Yeah. We can just say, hey, I bet she'd love to do that.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's next week. And then we'll do Robin and Martha Sunday on the 4th Sunday, because the 3rd Sunday of April will be Kevin and Kim as usual. I go to Temple. And then the 4th Sunday of the month will be Robin and Martha Sunday, as it normally is on the 2nd. And then the last Sunday of April will be shelters and rescues and sanctuaries and all that good stuff. So there we go.
April is going to be a good month.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at that. It would be time for us to shut down this hour and start up the next one. So phone lines, hang on, and we'll turn this puppy right around. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.